I'm Greg Evers. Our values are different around here.
If Washington were run by Panhandle values, our country would be in a better place.
Surrounded by a field of land on his farm with a farm tractor behind him, Greg Evers last year released his first TV ad in his bid to represent the 1st Congressional District. In the ad, the Baker Republican, who'd previously served in the Florida legislature for 16 years, says he's a fifth-generation Floridian from the Northwest area, a farmer, and a small businessman. While he also called himself a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association, past NRA president and lobbyist Marion Hammer calls Evers a great friend. She says she's known him since he first ran for office.
You don't see a lot of folks like Greg Evers anymore. He was a farmer. He was a down-to-earth, straight shooter, and a strong, strong advocate for the Second Amendment. Gun owners, and in fact many, many people throughout this state, are going to miss him and his honesty and his integrity.
Included in the gun laws Evers helped put on the Florida books is the so-called warning shot bill. It removed 10/20 life as a penalty for aggravated assault cases. The goal was to make sure a person did not receive a 20-year minimum mandatory prison sentence for firing a warning shot in self-defense. Still, Hammer says Evers should be remembered for even more than that.
That, in my mind, is irrelevant to the imprint that he left on the hearts and minds of people that he worked with. You didn't just work with Greg Evers. He made you a friend. And that kind of legacy, I think, is unbeatable.
But Evers wasn't just known for his pro-gun views. His work in Florida's criminal justice system, particularly with the Florida's prison system, also drew praise. Former Republican Senator, now Pasco County tax collector, Mike Fasano calls Evers, quote, a tireless advocate for his constituents, many of whom were correctional officers. Fasano recalls a time when they both worked alongside a few of their GOP colleagues and Democrats to kill prison privatization efforts years ago.
And he made those people, those individuals, a priority of his. And through his efforts, we were successful in stopping many of the movements by others to privatize prisons. He made certain that his constituents, his correctional officers, were well taken care of as far as making sure that they were recognized and appreciated throughout the state.
In recent years, Evers worked to help address the understaffing levels at Florida's prisons in the Florida Senate. He also advocated on behalf of correctional officers receiving pay raises. But his advocacy didn't stop there. He also authored legislation to help protect inmates as well. Florida's prison system has undergone a slew of secretaries and was plagued at the time by suspicious inmate deaths and allegations of inmate abuse.
All this is to try to legislate common sense. Even though we've got them incarcerated, they have to do their time, you know, but we still, we have to treat that person with some dignity, yes.
And Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley, who sat on several criminal justice committees with Evers, says it's one of the things he really liked about his former colleague.
The way that he had empathy for those who were less fortunate, I always admired that. I agree with it. I was always happy to work with him to try to make sure that we had a correctional system we could be proud of. So if he had a legacy, I think it would be the idea that he wasn't afraid to stick up for people who can't speak for themselves.
Evers' friendships also transcended party lines. Former Senate Democratic leader Arthenia Joyner, who, like Evers, left the Florida legislature last year, says she too worked with him on prison reform issues. And she says their friendship dates back way before then.
And that was so evident that after we both left and when he was running for Congress, he called and we talk about the campaign periodically. It's devastating to me because I had a very close relationship with both he and Lori.
Joyner remembers when Evers first got elected in 2001 to the Florida House during a special election. She recalls teasing him a bit for his freshman status.
And so we told him we would teach him the ways of the Capitol, beginning with where the bathroom was. And there was a lot of laughter and fun, and we just developed a cool relationship from that point on. And he, every time I introduced him to somebody, he'd tell them I'm her favorite redneck.
He's from the old school, if you will, where a person's word is his bond. If Greg Evers told you something, you could take it to the bank.
That's Evers' fellow North Floridian, Bill Monford, another Democrat and current senator. Monford says when he first was elected to the Senate in 2010, Evers took him under his wing.
Greg was one of the first ones that came to me and said, if I can ever be of help to you, or if you want to team up on an issue, he would say, I'm your man. Greg is kind of friend that I would call a robust friend, if you will. Robust in the sense that, you know, he was always there to help, eager to help. And he could be depended upon. He's a man of great integrity.
And Monford says while Evers was no longer in the legislature, his absence will still be felt as the Senate was a better body with him in it. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.